Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It's very interesting to see, and we started talking a little bit earlier about the United Nations and the fact that yesterday was Holocaust Remembrance Day, the international version that is. Of course, the South African government, who seems to love the United Nations and love all sorts of things United Nations connected, failed to make a comment yesterday, failed to make any public statement about this, which is really something that tells us more than we need to know. Of course, there were a couple of other comments. The Irish Prime Minister covering himself in glory, and it's just remarkable to see how this has become something that is contentious, especially considering the fact that the United Nations and their bodies have let Jews down, have let Israel down in the most spectacular way possible. Joining us this morning is Dina Rovner. She is legal advisor for UN Watch. Dina, good morning. Thanks for joining us again. How are you?
Good morning. Great. Thank you for having me, Howard.
A great pleasure. You obviously have a lot more insight into the poor behavior of the United Nations and affiliated countries than we do. Give us an overall view of what yesterday looked like.
Yeah, well, I mean, let me start by asking a question. I mean, how can we actually take anything the United Nations says or does on anti-Semitism seriously, when in the face of the worst explosion of anti-Semitism in recent memory, not only have they been silent, but they've actually been fanning the flames? And I think that's kind of what you alluded to. Mm. You know, the UN has UNRWA, this agency that's a hotbed of anti-Semitism. It employs terrorists. It produces terrorists. It teaches glorification of terrorism. And yet Antonio Guterres and Philippe Lazzarini and the top UN officials, they only defend UNRWA. Then you have UN officials every day applying double standards towards Israel, these false moral equivalencies, equating Israeli actions in self-defense to vile Hamas terrorism. And then you have the UN's own officials, people like Francesca Albanese, who have been condemned for anti-Semitism by four countries, and yet the UN itself has never publicly called her out on that. So I think that when we look at Holocaust Remembrance Day at the United Nations, they produce this nice ceremony, it's all very, you know, nice, but that's one day a year. What are they doing the rest of the year?
Yeah, and well, in fact, quite the opposite is what they're doing the rest of the year. Is it, why don't they call out somebody like Francesca Albanese? Is it because their structures are just clumsy and cumbersome, or is, as well as the same question could be asked around UNRWA, or is it because there is a very, very deliberate and overt focus on and hatred towards Jews?
You know, it's hard to say what the real reason for that is. you know, the former U.S. envoy on anti-Semitism, Deborah Lipstadt, had said that in private, Antonio Guterres had called Francesca Albanese a horrible person. But he should come out.
Well, that doesn't help.
Condemn her when she's comparing, you know, Israel to the Nazis. And the fact that he doesn't, I think it shows some kind of systemic rot within the United Nations, that when it comes to racism, you know, on every other group or ethnicity, they're always you know, coming out very strongly, but yet when it comes to anti-Semitism, they sit on the sidelines and they don't do anything. And then we see on Holocaust Remembrance Day they have this nice ceremony where they start talking about education you know, preventing the next atrocity and all of that. Well, what about what's happening right now today in the world? You know, you have Jews beaten up on the streets in New York, London, and Paris, Jewish institutions being firebombed, you know, Jewish students bullied on college campuses. What's the UN doing about that? And I think you ask an important question. Why are they doing nothing? Mm. What's the reason for that?
What I also find so interesting is that, and it's going to sound strange what I'm saying, but the Holocaust is safe because it happened in the past. It's very clearly, which was very clearly horrible. Nobody could argue with that. So it's actually quite comfortable to talk about the Holocaust because it was the murder of Jews in the past. It's the present that definitely seems to be much more of a challenge for the United Nations, for politicians, and for many anti-Semites who claim that they're not anti-Semites because they commemorate Holocaust Memorial Day.
Yeah, and I think that's the huge irony here. And you're 100% right. That's exactly what Holocaust Remembrance Day at the UN represents. It's a day marking this horrible atrocity that happened in the past. But then when you have a country like South Africa, for example, coming to a UN institution, the International Court of Justice, and flipping that narrative, accusing Israel of genocide against the Palestinians, when actually what happened on October 7th is the Hamas genocide against Israel. And yet the UN allows this to happen and they don't even call it out. You know, they refuse to even say that the Hamas attack on October 7th was genocidal. And they allow these institutions and officials to be co-opted by anti-Semitism.
In terms of UN Watch, the obviously there's even been some interesting comments by South African politicians. It's clearly the anger that you are seeing towards the organization must mean that you're doing something. It means you're doing something right. What do you see as your main function?
Sure. I mean, UN Watch's mission is to hold the UN accountable to its charter. And part of that includes fighting for human rights at the UN, fighting for the true victims and against dictatorships, and fighting against the double standards, the anti-Israel discrimination at the UN. And what we see, we've accomplished a lot in the past year on UNRWA especially. You have just in the last couple of months, the Netherlands, Sweden, defund, announcing that they plan to defund UNRWA. You had a hearing last week in the Swiss parliament, the upper house of the Swiss parliament, on the issue of Swiss funding to UNRWA. You have Trump coming into office announcing that the U.S. won't be funding UNRWA. And so I think we've seen a lot going on there. Also with Francesca Albanese, we've been calling her out day and night. Our work definitely contributed to the fact that four countries condemned her for anti-Semitism, and she doesn't like us, which we take that as a huge compliment.
Absolutely.
That our work is succeeding. So.
Absolutely. Well, just keep up the amazing work that you're doing. Dina Ravner, who is the legal advisor for UN Watch, it is 8:57.